You're listening to WGXC ACRA, Hudson Catskill, 90.7 FM. Just remember, live your life.
Ah, honey, you want to head upstate to Hudson? Check out the hubbub and the hot scene going on up there?
Oh, I don't know, dear. I really love it down here in Scarsdale, New York, and I have a lot of gardening and flower beds to do.
Oh, dear, dear. Let's get up there. Let's see what those 20-somethings are up to. They're so hungry, I love throwing them the blueberry muffins from the Escalade when we drive by.
Oh, that is good sport. You're right, honey. Let's go up the Taconic to check on the 20-somethings in Hudson. None of them have jobs. Let's turn on the radio. Oh, there's nothing here. I usually hear that left-wing communist radical lesbian radio station WGXC. I don't hear it anymore. Honey, what would I do?
I don't know, honey. Try the other band. Try the different band.
Oh, it's not coming in here either. Something's wrong. I hope they're okay. Please, get into my wallet and get the credit card.
Yeah, let me get that credit card. Oh, here's a credit card, honey.
Oh, yes, send them some money immediately. Send them money so they can stay on the air. I love their diverse programming.
Yeah, I do, too. I love that show that plays that music from faraway lands.
Oh, honey, we've got to get up there and help them immediately.
WGXC 90.7. We're here if you're here.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Rob Saffer. I create and produce Overlooked, a show for underplayed and overlooked music of all kinds. I'm also a dedicated WGXC listener. I love the other music shows, the news, and the better weather is the best. Because I listen, I pledge. I'm a sustaining supporter. Because community radio matters now more than ever. Go to wgxc.org/donate and donate. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me, thinking about why supporting WGXC matters, like, yeah, we're here to provide content that we hope you enjoy. I hope you come back for.
Yay.
But also, like, just getting in the studio sometimes and being able to make whatever it is we got to make, you know, and not being too concerned about it being perfect, but just being ourselves. I feel like that's therapeutic a lot of times on a Friday after a long week.
For less than 70 cents a day or $20 a month, you could become a WGXC monthly supporter.
Please donate to WGXC to keep Catskill Cabin Getaway and all the other fantastic shows going.
Sustaining support is charged monthly to your credit card or PayPal account at any level you choose. It's a tax-deductible charitable contribution and very easy to cancel at any time. So to make a recurring donation or to make a one-time gift, go to wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Anyway, if you are listening, you appreciate having different voices on the air than you typically hear, having young people who who have built the radio show, literally from the content to the music to how we introduce everything about it. The sound engineering, the tech, every little bit of it is done by young people at the clubhouse.
WGXC has served Greene and Columbia counties in New York for over 11 years, and I'm one of the programmers who started with the creation of the station in 2011. Keep community radio in the community.
Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Claire, and I'm from Athens, and I'm 8.
I'm Fatia. I'm 9 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. We're often joined by our friends Georgia and Amelia, and they might still join us later today. We'll see if they make an appearance. But for today, we have our newest co-host, Claire, and Atia, who's been with us for a few years now. So we're excited to share some books. But before we dive into talking about the books, we want to talk a little bit about WGXC. Because we are proud programmers of WGXC, and we are really happy and grateful to have space on the airwaves each week to talk about books and to put some youth perspective out over the airwaves. It's one of WGXC's longest running shows and longest running youth shows. There's also some other great youth shows on WGXC that we also love. And we think this is pretty special and want to do all that we can to help keep WGXC alive and well. And so this year we have the Winter 2023 Please Assist Us in Transmission Pledge Drive. And during this drive, we're looking to secure additional sustaining supporters towards our ultimate goal of 5,000 in monthly contributions, which will allow us to end these traditional pledge drives. And so that goal is really close, it's within our grasp. We need to add a minimum of 1,250 in monthly donations during this drive. And thank you to everyone that has donated so far during this pledge drive and to all of the ongoing supporters who maybe have even been supporting for many years now. But we hope those of you listening out there who value community radio and youth voices on the radio and literary themed radio shows such as ours, that you might make a pledge to WGXC You can do so in two main ways. You can go online to wgxc.org/donate, and you can either make a one-time donation or you can become a sustaining supporter, which is a nice way to give a little bit every month throughout the year. It's beneficial to the station to know that they can count on your support month to month. So you can do that at wgxc.org/donate, or you can give a call in and set up your payment with the WGXC team. You can do that by calling 518-697-7400. We hope that you out there listening will support WGXC if you're already a sustaining supporter, or give throughout the year. Hope that you will consider perhaps another one-time donation or increasing your sustaining support to help WGXC reach your goal. But we're grateful to everybody out there, both donors and listeners, for their support of WGXC and Bound by Books. And yeah, help keep WGXC alive and well. Please assist us in transmission by going online to wgxc.org/donate or calling 518-697-7400. Woo! But on that note, we're going to talk about books a little bit. I'm thinking maybe today we will start with Fatia. What did you want to share today, Fatia?
I was going to share a book that I made. It's called The Rescue to Find the Missing Thing. Once upon a time, there lived a man. His name was Silly because he was always silly. One time, he went in an ocean to catch a boot and couldn't get a nibble of the soup he made. He went outside and found a note. It said, missing thing. He asked people, what's the missing thing? But no one knew until one day he found a person who knew what it was. The mission to save the princess. Whoever did would have half of the kingdom. Then he became greedy. So he went looking for it and found it. So he went inside and found Superman inside. So he touched it and became Superman. And then he went to find it. When he came, he saw a snake. He fought and took the princess. The king was so happy and gave him half of the kingdom. The end.
Very cool. What inspired your writing of that story?
It inspired me because, like, I found like lots of stories and I read some of them, and like, and a lot of them like had like princesses. It was like really cool. So I wanted to make something like that, but I wanted to make it my own.
Very cool. Is this a picture book? Like, are there pictures that our radio listeners can't see?
No, there's not that. There's only this this picture that I made. It's circles.
Cool. Thank you for sharing. I love hearing your stories. So Claire, what did you want to share today?
I had this book called Magic Bone, and it's by Nancy Clerk. And then here is the introduction. When Sparky takes a bite for the difficult smelling bone he dug up in his backyard, he's in for a big surprise. Chomp, chomp, kaboom! Sparky is magically transported to London. What's a puppy to do? Eat, of course. Sniff, sniff, sniff. Sparky's nose learned leads him to such cheese and dog catchers. His only hope for escape is to take another bite of his bone. His only problem, he is nowhere near it. Will Sparky ever be able to make it home?
Very fun.
And I also have this bookish thing. There was this TV show that I was watching, Simpsons, and I lately just realized that there used to be comic books of it before the actual TV show, and that really surprised me because I never ever knew that there is.
I don't know if I realized that either. I I knew that there were comics, but I wasn't sure which came first, the show or the comics. It kind of makes sense.
Comics.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense that comics would come first. Interesting. I like the Magic Bone sounds like a fun book.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind being magically transported to London.
It's like all about this little dog who gets transported to London. And I've only read a little bit of it. It's really good.
I wonder if it's a series.
Oh, it is.
It is. Does he go to like all different places with his magic bone?
Well, yeah, because it looks like there's a series because on the back there's a picture of another one that says Magic Bone. And this might be the first one. I don't know. I don't know if all of them start out. So in this one, he finds the bone first. I don't know if he finds the bone all over again in the other ones. Or if this is just like the first one. But yeah.
I wonder why the bone is magic.
What makes the bone?
Yeah. I'm curious how it became magical.
Maybe. It's a bone from a magical creature, or a dog sorcerer enchanted it.
Could be. Where would you want to go if you had a magic bone that you could chomp on to like travel somewhere?
New York City. So tall.
Fun. What would you do there?
I'd eat sushi, and I'd go to the Empire State Building again. I've been there before, and I might try to find out where one of my friends lives there, because one of my friends in the summer, she comes up to upstate New York, and in the winter, she stays in New York City. Although I know she comes up for the holidays, so she might be here now because it's Black History Month.
And it was President's Day too, so maybe over the long weekend. A lot of schools have break week this week.
Yeah,
so who knows. So I want to know from Fatia, where would you want to go if you had a magic bone that could have you travel somewhere?
I'd go all around the world.
Everywhere? Ooh. Lots of chomping.
Interesting. All around the world. That would be really convenient if you could just like chomp on a bone and then you'd be like at Canada. And like they would be like, okay, you can't go on this plane because there's COVID-19. You just be like so convenient. You just like chomp on bone and be like,
yeah.
Okay, mom, I'm gonna go to New York City to see my friend Annie Lou. Okay, and she's like, okay, sweetie, just be back by dinner. And I'm just like, chomp. And then just be at her house.
Yeah, no jet lag. Super cheap form of transportation.
And super fast.
Might be rough on your teeth.
Yeah, you speak. Or you could do like really soft, like
gentle bite, gentle nibble. So Amelia actually joined us, and I'm wondering about Hello. Amelia. Where would you want to go if you could travel by chomping on a magic bone like the dog does?
Japan would be pretty cool, honestly.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool. Yeah, I feel like I would want to use that opportunity, assuming it was limited. I would want to use the opportunity to go somewhere far away so that I can avoid the like long travel. So maybe I'd go
China.
Maybe I'd go to India. Maybe I'd go to Japan. Go do a safari in Africa somewhere. Maybe Kruger could be fun. But anyways, that sounds like a really fun book.
Mm-hmm.
So Amelia, what did you want to share today?
I've been spending a lot of time looking at new releases that I refuse to buy because I have too many books already and I need to read them. But I can tell you about one of the releases I found that sounds really interesting. It's called His Black Tongue, A Medieval Horror by Michele Luthi, which takes place in the fictional town of Enfair in medieval Europe, where the description reads, "Dead things have been found in the fields of Enfair, a god-fearing town north of Reims. Not just dead things, but twisted forms, unholy shapes, and there are rumors, too, of a blasphemous union and a fell of creatures that haunt the night. Yet, even as plague and witch pyres blacken the sky, the town remains untouched by the malady that has already claimed thousands and will claim thousands more. It is here in Enfair that an old Franciscan friar and his ward take shelter from a storm, It is here in this little town at the edge of civilization that they will have their faith truly tested. And I thought, that sounds really cool. And I put it on my wish list.
Does sound cool?
Because when you can't put books in your house, you can always put them on your Amazon wish list.
It's true. Add to your never ending to read list. I can't imagine ever having a time when I had nothing on my to read list.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many books.
A very scary way to live, to have nothing to come next.
Yep, that'd be rough. I also have a book that I could share. I've mentioned this book before as a book that I was wanting to read, but I'd not read it yet. But I finally got around, I think last month maybe, to reading the book Whiteout, which is a book for teens. It's a love story set during a whiteout, so at a time when there was a big snowstorm and everything kind of shut down. And it's written by multiple authors: Danielle Clayton, Tiffany D. Jackson, Nick Stone, Angie Thomas, Ashley Woodfolk, and Nicola Yoon. And this is their second book that they've written together that's sort of a similar love story that comes together over a distinct period of time during the first one's a blackout, so all the power goes out. And each author took on a story of different teens, sort of different love stories taking part around New York City, and how they all kind of come together at the end. And this one is set in Atlanta, Georgia during a whiteout, during a blizzard, and everything sort of shuts down. And the frame story for this one is that there are two characters who are two teens in love, Stevie and Sola, and Stevie is really into science. They're in AP chemistry, and for a project, they make a hypothesis that love is simply a biological response built into human brains for the survival of the species, which is not especially romantic, and so Sola is pretty upset about that. And then they're supposed to have a coming out party together with family, and Stevie accidentally messes that up. And so Sola is really hurt and upset and gives Stevie an ultimatum that by a certain day and time, they have to explain what happened at the dinner and then prove sort of their love, that they believe in love and that they love Sola. And so there's been this deadline, and Stevie's been planning out how to like make things right by Sola, and then everything shuts down due to the snowstorm. So it's sort of like they're trying to figure out how to pull something off still despite these obstacles, and their friends are all trying to help as well, but their friends are kind of stranded at different spots throughout the city. You sort of get little stories about each of the characters and how their night unfolds. And it was really fun. I like these stories that kind of give you like little bits about characters. They're almost like short stories, but then they kind of come together at different points. And I feel like this one, the first one that I read, I think it was, if I'm remembering correctly, with Blackout, it was really clear which author wrote which stories. So like there'd be different chapters that would tell a different story. And then there was one author whose story kept coming back to it throughout the book. But then this one, it's not, I think they maybe wrote it differently, that they each took on characters, but when those characters overlapped, they wrote those parts together. I'm not totally sure, but I know in the sort of afterword to the book, or maybe it's not an afterword, but in the author's notes at the end, they kind of gave hints on who wrote different characters. But they don't sell you who they are. They're just like, this person writes lots of love stories with music involved and stuff like that. So people that are fans of their work might be able to figure it out. But I thought that was interesting. So that's a lot of authors writing together. 6 authors. Yeah, so that's Whiteout by Danielle Clayton, Tiffany D. Jackson, Nick Stone, Angie Thomas, Ashley Woodfolk, and Nicola Yoon. And if you haven't read Blackout yet, I highly suggest that one as well. I think I maybe liked Blackout a little bit more than Whiteout, but they were both really fun. And if you like sort of a not too sappy love story, it's pretty great. Are you raising your hand or just moving it around?
I'm raising it.
Okay. What's up?
I just wanted to say that this day feels like particularly short for some reason. Even though like sometimes we don't have Georgia and it's still pretty long, I feel like it's a little bit short today than usual.
I don't know. The radio show is always the same length though, somehow, magically. I chomp on my magic bone and the radio show becomes exactly 28 minutes long. Chomp. But also a bookish thing I noticed the other day. So I went on to, I think it was on Apple TV. I try every year to watch all of the animated shorts that are nominated for the Oscars. And this year I found all of them, I think all of them, except for one, I found freely available online. I might be wrong. There may have been one that was on some other streaming service. But one of them was on Apple TV. So I was going into Apple TV to watch those. But highly suggest watching all those animations. Anyways, I noticed on Apple TV, when I was looking for this animation, I found like the kids section. And I was shocked by how many of the kids shows on that streaming service are based on books. There are like just tons of, there's so many kids TV shows, not just on that streaming service, but on others too, that are based on books. Feels like there's been like a real explosion of that. There's like the Square Island series or some other ones I came across recently. Oh, well, I know I've been trying to keep up to date on Nimona and when that will come out. That's based on a teen comic. There was like the Otis series. I can't remember all of them. There were so many though. I was basically like looking like left to right and it was like almost all of them were based on books that we have in our collection. Oh, I think there's now a Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur. Is that what it's called? It's based on a comic.
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that.
Was it any good? I've read one of the comics, but I've never seen the series.
Look, I watched the like a few of the TV shows, it's pretty good so far.
Cool.
The episodes are pretty long.
Well, before we go for today, I just want to remind everyone that we are in the winter 2023. Please assist us in transmission pledge drive. And we're doing our part as volunteer programmers to help get out the word that WGXC is looking for support to help keep the radio station alive and well. And our goal is to add a minimum of 1,250 in monthly donations during this pledge drive. We're looking for sustaining supporters who are willing to give a set amount each month. It could be $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, $50 a month, $250 a month, whatever feels right for you and your budget. We hope those out there listening will show your support and help keep the very unique and special WGXC broadcasting here in Columbia and Greene counties. To make a contribution, please go to wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. You can also make one-time donations through either of those methods, and all support is really appreciated. I also encourage everyone to check out wgxc.org while you're there making your donation. You can see various community events that are going on. You can listen live. You can listen to archived recordings.